Welcome to the second half of the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more SFU Athletics Independent Music edition of SFU News, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse. Now back to the GNEC women's basketball standings. Western Washington are fourth at 10-5 conference, 15-9 overall, and Northwest Nazarene are fifth at 9-7 conference, 15-10 overall. The top five teams in the GNEC women's basketball this season: Alaska Anchorage, Montana State Billings, Central Washington, Western Washington, and Northwest Nazarene all clinched GNAC championship berths. And the rest: St. Martin's, 6-7-8 conference, 14-9 overall. Simon Fraser are 7th at 5-10 conference, 12-12 overall. Western Oregon, I believe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th conference, 4-11 conference, 8-15 overall. Seattle Pacific, 9th, 2-13 conference, 8-20 overall. And Alaska Fairbanks are last at 1-14 conference, 6-17 overall.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Here are the current women's softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet, although, well, according to the standings page, but there was at least one conference game, so that might not have been updated. Western Washington are first at 11-4, St. Martin's second, 6-4. For second, Simon Fraser, third, 8-8. Northwest Nazarene, fourth, 6-7. Central Washington, fifth, 2-8. Montana State Billings, sixth, 1-7. And Western Oregon, last at 1-11.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The first tune in the second half is the third act of the hour, Mike Stern's Echoes and Other Things. The tune is Connections. We'll be right back. That was Connections from Mike Stern's album Echoes and Other Things. Now to SFU News. Based on X, Blue Sky, official department pages, and Instagram, on February 16th, Damon Poderko, an associate professor in biomedical physiology and kinesiology, had his latest research on the loss of mitochondrial DNA, which he co-authored with many other SFU researchers, including Lisa Julian, published on Frontiers of Physiology. On February 17th, the Demscape Project, which is in between SFU, UBC, and UMBC, was featured on an article from Elizabeth Hewitt, an investigative journalist based in Netherlands, on the publication Reasons to be Cheerful, where Demscape's dementia-inclusive guidelines were applied in Singapore street art. On February 18th, when SFU offices reopened, the university announced the reading break all this week, when the West Parkade rooftop will also be closed due to upgrading to energy-efficient LED bulbs. Research promoted the recent research of Alicia Main, Associate Vice President, Knowledge and Mobilization at SFU, who examined the gap between research and real-world impact, such as commercialization of programs of I2I, Idea to Impact. Furthermore, on February 18th, Dr. Scott Lear, SFU professor, who is also the Heart and Stroke Chair, spoke to Dan Murphy of Sportsnet on the Don't Change Much podcast titled Don't Ignore the Symptoms, Dr. Scott Lear on Heart Disease, Mental Health, and Living Longer. Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology promoted SFU alumni building the Black Arts Center in the SFU Surrey campus. School of Interactive Arts and Technology promoted a book co-authored by Assistant Professor Alireza Karduni with Eric Soda and Donna Duclos titled Architecture in the Age of Computer Interaction, which was published last fall. SFU Urban Studies tweeted they are hiring a sessional instructor this summer. And Van City of Office Community Engagement promoted episode 263 of the Below the Radar podcast featuring Kate Hennessy, an associate professor of School of Interactive Arts and Technology titled Becoming an Archival. On February 19th, English Department retweeted a CBC article featuring four black writers to watch, which was published 2 days earlier. Education Research Hub previewed episode 60 of the IDS podcast featuring Natasha Rudey, a PhD graduate who taught in Nunavik and researched language practices in the Inuit community. Graduate Studies shared five fun activities from the Wild Oak Crowd Workshop. Dialogue promoted episode 263 of the Below the Radar podcast featuring Kate Hennessy. Jason Stearns, a professor in international studies, wrote an op-ed on Le Monde titled DRC, This is Our War, Not Some Distant Irrational Outbreak of Violence in Africa. Damon Poderko, an associate professor in biomedical physiology and kinesiology, shared his latest work on X, based on the research on loss of mitochondrial DNA. Venture Labs promoted its newest program, ParaGo. On February 20th, alumni promoted its Instagram page, tweeted that random alumni will receive emails on SFU's brand position, reputation. Graduate Studies held its virtual workshop, 3-minute thesis. As of today, this is just right on the fly right now. Once again, today is reading break. Oh, the SFU Twitter page provided an update on today's earthquake, which occurred near Seychelles. On every earthquake, one should drop, cover, and hold. However, evacuation of SFU buildings is not necessary. I believe the earthquake actually happened on around, I think, between 1 and 1:30. I'll be back with a PSA.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
I would like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On February 15th, the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs confronted the Vancouver Island University Mariners at the Nanaimo Ice Center. VIU opened the scoring 11:36 into the game.
sorry. As Davis Sato beat SFU's Lachlan Abell for his ninth of the season. The Mariners jumped to a 2-0 lead with 3:18 left in the first as Ethan Jones eluded the Redleys' backstop, Lachlan Abell, who faced a 23-shot barrage in the first 20 minutes while his SFU teammates fired a measly 6 shots on Jeremy Robar. VIU resumed their siege in the middle stanza. H.K.H. Newman scored his 12th of the season on a power play at 3:05, followed by another power play goal 5:17 later as Owen Weiss also scored on SFU's Lachlan Abell. The Mariners opened up a 5-goal bulge. The Mariners opened up a 5-goal bulge 1:06 later as Austin Daniels scored his second of the season at 9:24 and went up 6-0 on Owen Weiss, second of the night, his 10th of the season at 12:47 of the second when the host outshot the Redleafs 18-5 as VIU finished the period up 6-0 on SFU. Mariner Nolan Wickham scored his first of the season 8:14 into the third on Redleaf Lachlan Abell, whose teammate Alec Pettingale spoiled a shutout bit of Jeremy Robar 3:05 later at 11:19. VIU's Cole McGuire finished the scoring with 2:50 left in regulation, his second of the season on SFU's Lachlan Abell, who surrendered 8 goals on whopping 59 shots, while his Red Leafs teammates scored just once on 21 shots on Mariner Jeremy Robar, as the VIU Mariners deep sixth the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs 8-1 at the Nanaimo Ice Center in Nanaimo on February 15th, 2025. Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. Vancouver Island University are first at 15-1-1, 31 points, 2 points for a win with 1 point for an OTR shootout loss. University of Victoria are second at 12-5-1, 25 points, first as the Vikes are second. The Okanagan Lakers are third, 6-8, 15 points. The Logan Lake Miners, 4th, 16-1, 13 points. And SFU are dead last at 4-12-1. They play the top BCIHL team, Vancouver Island University, once again for the second time in 6 days, this time at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, when the puck drop is at 7 p.m.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to provide an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse at this time. Even though there were no games last week, the team reviewed various 2024 award winners on X. Connor Nichols Terry Bridge Award on February 15th for exemplifying field and academic excellence. Roni Thomas Ken Clark Award on February 16th for exemplifying leadership both on and off the field. Ezra Granville's Unsung Hero on February 17th, sponsored by West Shore Terminals. Declan Nelson's Most Improved Award on February 18th. Oscar Lucas, Carter Beecroft as Co-Freshman of the Year on February 19th, sponsored by Headlands Environmental Resources. And Ruby Terpini as the Defense MVP on February 20th. Thank you for listening to episode 8 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025. Part of Open Mic
on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. I'd like to provide another update for SFU News, something that I just saw, but I missed. Yesterday, the SFU X page, or Twitter page, announced that the former SFU president, Kenneth Strand, who served as the University of Second President between 1968 and 1974, had passed away. Condolences to his family, friends, and colleagues. Much like the SFU X post. Also, SFU has started against Western Oregon for softball. The game is now at bottom of first with nobody out. Now I'd like to play the last tune, B44. I'd like to play Jason Cao Huang. Let me look if I have the time this time. Oh, I should have plenty of time to do this. It's Jason Cao Huang's Soliloquies with Hungry Shadows. Just before I get off the air for 4 o'clock on Voice of the North, I'd like to provide a scoring update. The Red Leaf softball, who are playing the Western Oregon Wolves right now, are trailing 2-0 in the bottom of first.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.